The landlord was unlocking the doors when Paul Johnson arrived at the Cubitt Arms. Paul ordered a pint and sipped at it. He didn't have to wait long for Edward Case to show up. Paul recognised him instantly. He'd seen him on the telly. Case ordered a double whiskey. Paul strolled up to the bar as the landlord fixed the drink. "Evening," Paul mouthed. "I saw your Channel 4 special on the new vulgarity in pub culture last week. It left me deeply depressed. What on earth can we do to stop the erosion of our national heritage?" "The answer," Case sighed as he stretched his 6'3 frame, "is a strong government which will represent the interests of the British people and their culture in the face of incursions from multinational capitalism and the world Zionist conspiracy. It's not simply a question of the erosion of our pub culture. It's the 4B2s corrupting our youth with multicultural schooling. We need a government which is prepared to kick multinational interests out of Britain and confiscate their assets. A government which will return to traditional values and instil in the British people a love of order." "But that sounds like fascism," Paul protested. It is," Case retorted. "But you've got to understand, fascism has been given bad press. You've been brainwashed by the rantings of lefty teachers and a liberal media. Think about it. Wouldn't you like to eliminate socially undesirable elements from society? Wouldn't you prefer a world without queers? A society where you wouldn't be continually looking out for your arse?" "I don't know," Paul replied. "My girlfriend says if I just express my true feelings, then I get on much better with fairies." "Of course you would. Once you'd killed a few, you'd have a far more relaxed attitude towards them. Come home with me and I'll introduce you to the glories of my sweet Nordic culture."